Continuing in the series of the fruit of the Spirit, last week we looked at love, the fruit of love, building healthy relationships. The Christian life, we said, is about relationship, a relationship with God, a relationship with each other, and a relationship with our world, our neighbours, our family, our friends, who don't know Jesus, who don't come to church, who are not aware of God's love. And we are called as believers to share the good news of Jesus with whoever we come into contact with. D.L. Moody said that if we have got the true love of God shed abroad in our hearts, we will show it in our lives. We will not have to go up and down proclaiming it. We will show it in everything that we do or say. The key chapter that we have been using is John chapter 15, where Jesus is talking about abiding in him, staying close to Jesus. If we want to be able to express and show the love of Jesus, we have to stay close to Jesus. We have to abide in him, obeying his word, coming to him in prayer, in devotion, in worship, and letting him fill us with his love, helping us become more aware of how much we are loved by him. Do you know today you are loved by God? God is not out to get you. Well, he is. He's out to get your life. And he's out to show you that he loves you so much. So much that he gave us Jesus to die on a cross. Because all have sinned and fallen short of his standard. And the only person that was good enough was Jesus to pay the price. And today, we are looking at joy. It says in John chapter 15, reading from verse 9. John chapter 15, reading from verse 9. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. And here's the key verse I feel for today. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. Your joy will overflow. Jesus is facing some dark times. Jesus is facing ahead just torture. He is facing just abuse and jeering from crowds who will see him hung on a cross. Jesus is facing that ahead of him. And yet here he is talking about my joy. My joy, what is it? Jesus, even it says, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. For the joy of seeing us come into a relationship with Jesus, of seeing us being restored back to our Heavenly Father. It is my joy, Jesus says. It's his joy. It's his joy. Come on, be truthful. Sometimes in life, a lot of times in life, there is no reason or no reason to be joyful. I mean, life gets so serious, doesn't it? And life is a journey. And I really believe if we are going to navigate and keep good mental health, it's how we cope, how we respond to the situations of our lives that come. We will all face stuff, but I want to say that we can still be joyful in those situations. It's a character of, I believe, the Christian life. A joy that comes from a relationship with Jesus. Just a deep, deep joy. Truth be told, as we have journeyed over many years, sometimes the joy in people's lives has been so deep, we just can't see it. And sometimes we just need to let that joy come to the surface once in a while. That joy that we can have in Jesus Christ. As I said, mentioned James chapter 1. Do you know, it was a long time in my life when I used to stay away from James. Because he's telling you to be joyful in difficult situations. I'm like, not having that. I want to have a moan. I want to. But he says, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for joy. Consider it. Think about it. Ponder over it. Do you know, when we face difficult situations, let's be asking God, how is this an opportunity of joy? Philippians talks about rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. 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 Yes, there is occasions in our life that bring joy. Getting married, having a baby, birthday celebration, 60th, 50th, 40th. These are joyous times. But you know, that joy sometimes is, a lot of times is fleeting because we just face stuff. But the joy that Jesus gives us is a joy that is internal. That no matter what situation we face, we can see joy overflowing in our life. And you know, that is not walking about saying, ah, oh, just thank God for this trouble. Oh, I just love trouble. Do you know what I mean? It's that just coming before God. God, I am rejoicing in you that you have my back. God, I am facing some stuff, but I am joyful that I am saved, that I am redeemed, that I am loved by you. That if everything is taken away from me, I still have you. Do you know, it's that joy that we can have. And I believe it's probably where we focus on. Are we focusing on our circumstances, our situations? And you know, as I've said many a times, you know, growing up, and even in marriage with depression, there was times when I wasn't joyful. I had no energy to be joyful. And a lot of times I had to just read, even I'd spent a lot of time reading the word out loud, just so that I could hear the words. And that when I read out loud, it started to change the atmosphere. Did my depression go? No. Did my hardship go? No. But I went into a different place, a different posture. Despite my circumstances, I still worship God. I still worship God. Annette's a lot better at it than I am. The joy of the Lord, as we heard earlier, is our strength. Nehemiah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Do you know, happiness, as we search for that, or as we say, we just want to be happy. Happiness is based on external stuff. Do you know, if somebody came and said, Stephen, I want to bless you with a Merc. I've seen that Hyundai. It's falling to bits. Here, brand new Merc for you, Stephen. Do you know, I would be happy. I would be happy. I would be really happy. And I know you are a church that just want to keep your pastor happy. That is. Do you know, external things, money. Do you know, we? I mean, how many of us, don't do the lottery, but how many of us have wondered, oh, if I only won the lottery, £10 million, what would I do with £10 million? Whoa, I'd give Annette a tenner. I'd bless her. We've all had that imagination that we would be happier. But you know, the world's happiness is temporary. It is fleeting. It depends on where our focus is, what is coming into our life. But can you be joyful when you have nothing? Can you be joyful in hardship? Yes, we can. We saw the story of Paul and Silas. Do you know, I believe God wants us to change our focus. Have we a kingdom of the world mindset, or have we got a kingdom of God mindset? Do you know, it's about the kingdom of God. A kingdom mindset, not a world mindset, not a my world mindset. I was reading in the news there about the royal concert that's coming up, and how many people got just an email saying that they had tickets for the royal concert and the coronation of the king. Many were rejoicing, but they didn't see the fine print that it was. They had to tick a box and then they had to apply again to get their tickets. And a lot of them never. They just saw the words, I'm in, and then found out that they weren't in. And so there's a lot of people were not happy. We're disgruntled, we're complaining. Ticketmaster, they must have had millions of calls there. Temporary. Jesus, talking to his disciples, was saying, but don't rejoice because of evil spirits obeying you. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Your names are written, registered, one version says, in heaven. By the way, church, if you're a believer here, your name is registered in heaven. Your name is registered in heaven. You're in. You're in, and Ticketmaster can't take that ticket away. Ticketmaster can't take that away. You are in, and Jesus is saying, yes, great that we see people getting healed. Great that we see people getting delivered from demons. Great that we are seeing the blessing. But don't just rejoice there. Rejoice that your names are written. There is an eternal perspective. There is an eternal perspective. It's not all about our present world. We are in the world. We are in the world. We're not of the world. Paul and Silas, imprisoned, they were doing God's work. They saved a young girl there. They were called to preach the gospel, and that is what they were doing. And here they were in prison. In prison, imprisoned for serving God. Do you mean, what would you be doing if you were Paul or Silas? God, this is a fine mess you've got me into now. God, serving you. God, I gave up everything for you. I'm in a prison. In a prison, put into the inner cell, feet fastened in stocks, and at midnight, not been able to sleep. They were praying, scripture talks, or the scholars as they look at the original words, they were praying for a long time. And so decided to have a praise party at midnight. Let's waken up the house. Let's waken up the house. They prayed and they sang. They sang and did not mourn. They did not get the other disciples to petition to get them out. Do you know, they even gave up their entitlement. Do you know, Paul was a Roman citizen, and there was no way they should have put him in prison without a trial. He was a Roman citizen. As you read a bit further on, the leaders there panicked when they found out that he was a Roman citizen. But he gave up that entitlement. He could have said, by the way, I'm a Roman citizen and I deserve a trial. But he gave up. Do you know, I believe we're even in a world where people are living their lives entitled. I'm entitled to be happy. I'm entitled to have this. I'm entitled. But Paul, he gave up that entitlement. Paul and Silas realized it wasn't just about, well, they knew that. It wasn't just about them. It was about God and his kingdom and his purposes. It says in the verses, I encourage you to read it, and the others were listening to them too. And the others were listening to them too. Their praise, their worship, their prayers went throughout the prison. People would be probably thinking, what have they got to sing about? What have they got to shout about? Do you know, even in these days when we are living in difficult times and you are trusting God and you are rejoicing, there'll be people that will be looking at you going, whoa, what have they got to shout about? What have they got to rejoice about? They're going through this situation, and yet there is a confidence and a trust in God. I'll tell you, the way we respond to our situations will get people's attention. Someone is watching. What do people hear from our mouths? Oh, it's bad. Let me tell you, it's really bad. And as we're sharing with our friends, yes, I know, it's really bad. I'll tell you, I've been through this. Well, let me tell you, I've been through this. Well, I can trump yours because I've been through this. And we just, with the words that come out our mouths, but rejoice in the Lord always. Paul and Silas, as they were in a prison, they praised God. They had a joy. They had a joy that was a joy that the world could not give them. It was a joy. We have a joy. We can rejoice because we have a loving Heavenly Father who loves us, who cares for us. The creator of the universe is our Heavenly Father. We are forgiven of all our sins. Wow, that's something to rejoice about, is it not? I certainly am rejoicing. I know me. I know my past. And my sins are forgiven. We can rejoice because we have a wonderful family of God that we are belonging to. I mean, just look at the person beside you. Does that bring joy to you? Come on, look at them. Stare them out. We can rejoice because our names are written in heaven. What happened when they chose to rejoice? What happened when they made that decision? And have you ever wondered what happened or what would have happened if they decided to keep quiet? What would have happened if they decided not to praise God? Would the doors have opened? Would the jailer and his family have been saved? Who knows? But they rejoiced. And suddenly there was an earthquake. Suddenly there was an earthquake, the doors opened, the stocks and the chains just broke open. And here's the thing. I mean, God, Paul and Silas are your chosen ones. Just open theirs. But no, it says everybody's chains and stocks were opened. Everybody's. All the chains fell off. And maybe your breakthrough, maybe your breakout is in your song, is in your praise, is in your thanksgiving. Maybe someone else's breakthrough is in your song. Maybe someone else's breakthrough is in your song. Maybe we need to look at what is coming out of our mouths. So rejoice in the Lord always. Isaiah 30:29, but the people of God will sing a song of joy. Joy. It is abiding in Jesus. It is His joy in us. His joy in us. So that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. It's overflowed in this carpet today. That balloon burst over me. It overflowed over my life. Holy Spirit, river of joy. And so I believe God wants to fill us today with joy. Some of us need joy. Some of us need some joy. Andrew, I'm going to hand over to you.
Excellent. So we just want to finish up by just inviting God to come and just to break out more of His joy on us. I wonder if you had this in your life at the moment. The joy meter. Now, where would it be? Would it be at zero at the moment, minimum joy? A little bit further up. A little bit further up. Would it be at maximum 10, full of joy. I think all of us are somewhere. I'm not sure any of us are maximum 10. If you are, great, well done. Tell us your secret and we'll come and hang out with you and just check out that you're telling the truth. And then just get on the overflow. It's going to be good because you're full of joy. But I suggest that all of us are somewhere, but we could be a bit further. And where does joy come from? Does joy get manufactured by us just messing around? I mean, joy comes by us enjoying all that God has given us all around us. That's great. Go and do some things that bring joy. But we also need God by his Spirit to fill us. And so I don't think there's anyone here. So I'm going to do an appeal now that is the most total appeal. Who needs more joy? Come on. We all need more joy. Come on. Let's stand up. I'm going to say everyone needs more joy. I'm deciding on your behalf because I'm looking out at you and I think you do need it. Because look at you. It needs to be more visible. Stand up and let's ask God by his Spirit to come with more joy on us. So put your hands out in front of you. And we're just going to invite the Spirit of God to just come. More joy. Holy Spirit, come. Come by your presence and your joy now. Come, Holy Spirit, more. More. Holy Spirit, come. Come. And the picture I got just when we were worshiping earlier was like a wave that breaks. And we need a wave to break on us today. So I want to pray now. Come, Holy Spirit. I want to pray a wave of your Spirit and a wave of joy. Bubble up. Fill up. Break out. Do your stuff. Lord, we need it. We want to leave here changed. A bit more joyful. Holy Spirit, come. More, Lord Jesus. Let's just stay in this space. If you're young, you can still put your hands out in front of you. You're not immune from getting joy as well. God wants to give joy to young ones. So if you're young, put your hand out in front of you. Ask God for more joy. Holy Spirit, come more. Holy Spirit, come. Joy. Joy of the Lord. More. Holy Spirit, come. Come. Maybe God begins to just bring things just in you, just beginning things. Maybe you feel Holy Spirit. Sometimes we can feel Holy Spirit. Sometimes we can't. That's okay. It doesn't matter. Just keep asking, expecting more, Lord. Holy Spirit, come. Yeah, more. Jesus. So if the band begin to come up, but just keep receiving. Don't move from that place. Just keep saying, God, come by your joy. Come, fill me up. If you feel God's touched you a little bit, then say more. Come more. Come more. More. Holy Spirit, more. Holy Spirit, come more. More, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, come. More. Some of you are beginning to just sort of sense something that God's touching you. That's great. I just encourage you. Just keep. Don't get distracted by things around you. Just keep receiving. Holy Spirit, come. And we're just going to continue inviting God to come by his Spirit now, just as we worship to finish off with. And we're going to have a bit of fun as we worship. And there's going to be some things happen during this worship. Enjoy and worship God in this song. So we're just going to, and we're going to crank up the volume and then go for it. At festivals, they have great fun. We want to just finish with a bit of festival stuff going on here. So let's just praise God. Holy Spirit, we thank you for what we've learned today. Thank you for what we've experienced. Lord, I want to pray that you just begin and continue just to break out that wave of joy amongst us, Lord. More, Lord Jesus. Just break out more of you, Lord Jesus, in your precious name. Amen.